Hello students, welcome to AES Distance Education. Today we are going to discuss Geography Chapter 5, Minerals and Energy Resources, Module Number 1. In this module there are 14 slides. In the slide number 1 we can see what are the subtopics we are going to discuss in this module. They are: what is a mineral, what are the modes of occurrence of minerals, distribution of minerals in India, what is mining, who owns minerals, what is rat hole mining, classification of minerals, ferrous minerals, iron ore producing areas in India, a pie chart showing state-wise production of iron ore, manganese, a pie chart showing state-wise production of manganese, and finally recapitulation. Students, let us move to the next slide, slide number 2. What is a mineral? A mineral is nothing but a homogeneous and naturally occurring substance. Minerals can be found in different forms, from hardest diamond to the softest talc. Why they are having varied forms? It is because the formation of minerals depend upon physical and chemical conditions that results in a wide range of colors, hardness, crystal forms, luster, and density of a mineral. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 3. Here we can discuss what are the modes of occurrence of minerals. Usually, minerals are found in ores. Then, can you tell what is an ore? An ore is an accumulation of any mineral mixed with other elements. If the ore is not having sufficient concentration of mineral content, the extraction of that mineral is not economically viable. Generally, there are 5 modes of occurrence of minerals. They are veins and lodes, beds or layers, decomposition of surface rocks, alluvial deposits or placer deposits, and ocean waters. In igneous and metamorphic rocks, minerals may occur in the cracks, crevices, faults, or joints. The smaller occurrences are called veins and the larger ones are called lodes. Examples are tin, copper, zinc, lead, etc. In sedimentary rocks, a number of minerals occur in beds or layers. They have been formed as a result of deposition, accumulation, and concentration in horizontal layers of the rock. Examples are coal, iron ore, gypsum, potash, sodium salt, etc. Some rock surface get decomposed that result in the removal of soluble constituents, leaving a residual mass of weathered material containing mineral ores, for example bauxite. We can find some minerals in the sands of valley floors and in the base of hills. These deposits are called as placer deposits. Examples: gold, silver, tin, platinum. The ocean water is having abundance of minerals. Unfortunately, they are spread over a wide area. Therefore, they are not economically viable. However, common salt, magnesium, and bromine are largely derived from ocean waters. Manganese nodules are found in the ocean beds. Students, let us move to the next slide, that is slide number 4. Here, we can discuss about in which part of India we can see these minerals. We can find coal, metallic minerals, mica, and many non-metallic minerals in the peninsular rocks. There are deposits of petroleum in Gujarat, Assam, and western and eastern flanks of the peninsula. Rajasthan has many non-ferrous minerals like copper. Northern plains are fertile lands, but they are devoid of any economic minerals. Do you know why these variations exist? It is because of the difference in the geological structure, processes, and time involved in the formation of minerals. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 5. Here, we will discuss about mining. What is a mining? It is nothing but the economic activities of extraction of minerals from below the earth's surface. If the mineral concentration in the ore is more, extraction is easy. The source of the ore is close to the market, then the mining becomes economically viable and thus mineral deposit turns into a mine. Students, let's move to the next slide number 6. Here, we will discuss about the ownership of minerals in India and what is rat hole mining. All the minerals in India are the national property. If anyone wants to extract any mineral, they have to get permission from the government. In Northeast India, minerals are owned by individuals or tribal communities. Meghalaya is rich in the deposits of coal, iron ore, limestone, dolomite, etc. In Jowai and Chirapunji, coal mining is done by family members in the form of a long, narrow tunnel. This is called as rat hole mining. Now, students, let us move to the next slide, number 7. In this slide, you can see classification of minerals. The minerals are broadly classified into 3. They are metallic, non-metallic, energy minerals. Metallic are again further classified into ferrous, non-ferrous, and precious. Ferrous containing examples are iron ore, manganese, nickel, cobalt, etc. Non-ferrous examples are copper, lead, tin, bauxite, etc. Precious stones examples are gold, silver, platinum, etc. Now, non-metallic examples, mica, salt, potash, sulfur, granite, limestone, marble, sandstone, etc. Last one is energy minerals. Coal, examples, coal, petroleum, natural gas, etc. Now, students, let us move to the next slide, that is slide number 8. Here, we will discuss about ferrous minerals. What are ferrous minerals? The metallic minerals having iron ore content are called ferrous minerals. 3/4 of the total value of the production of metallic minerals are ferrous minerals. Ferrous minerals are the strong base for the development of metallurgical industries. Now let us move to the next slide, slide number 9. Here we will discuss about iron ore. Iron ore is the backbone of industrial development. In India, we have two types of good quality of iron ores. They are magnetite, hematite. Magnetite is the finest iron ore with a very high content of iron, up to 70%. It has excellent magnetic qualities. It is very much valuable in the electrical industry. Hematite is the most important industrial iron ore. It is slightly lower in iron content. Its percentage is about 50 to 60%. Next, we are going to discuss about iron ore distribution in India. Firstly, Odisha Jharkhand belt. It includes Badampahar mines of Mayurbanch, Naumundi mines of Singhbhum in Jharkhand. Next slide, slide number 10. Here, we will continue the discussion of the distribution of iron ore. Durg Bastar Chandrapur belt lies in Chhattisgarh and Maharashtra. There is iron ore deposits in the Bailadila hills of the Bastar region. These hills look like the hump of an ox, and thus this name is given. Here, high-grade hematite iron ore is found. It is used for steel manufacturing. Iron ore from Bailadila is exported to Japan and South Korea via Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. Next is Bellari Chitradurga Chikmagaluru Tumkuru belt. Kudremukh mines in the western ghats of Karnataka has large reserve of iron ore. Kudre in Kannada means horse. The peak of this hill resembles the face of a horse. Therefore, this name is given. 100% of the iron ore from Kudremukh is transported as slurry through a pipeline to Mangaluru port. Next is Goa Maharashtra belt. It includes Goa and Ratnagiri district of Maharashtra. They do not give good quality iron ore. Still, they are very efficiently extracted. Iron ore from here is exported through Marmagova port in Goa. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 11. Here, you can see a pie chart showing state-wise production of iron ore. The leading producer is Odisha with 33%, next Jharkhand with 28%, Chhattisgarh 19%, Karnataka 11%, and others 9%. Students, now let us go to the next slide, slide number 12. Here, we will discuss about manganese, Manganese is used to manufacture steel, ferromanganese alloy. It is also used in the manufacturing of bleaching powder, insecticides, paints, etc. Here you can see a pie chart showing state-wise production of manganese. The leading producer of manganese is Odisha with 25%, MP with 24%, Karnataka with 22% and others 29%. Now, let us move to the next slide, slide number 13. It shows a map of India indicating the distribution of iron ore and manganese. Look at the shaded portion. It shows the iron ore fields. The red triangles are the iron ore mines. Here, you can also see the places of manganese, bauxite and mica. Students, now let us move to the next slide, slide number 14. Let us recapitulate the points. Please try to answer these questions. What is iron ore? What are veins and lodes? What are placer deposits? Name the two types of iron ore found in India. What are the uses of manganese? What is a mineral? Name the best variety of iron ore. Name the leading producer of manganese. Give example for hardest and softest mineral. Thank you.